This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And joining us now from CD Media and American Thinker is a young lady named Taylor Day. Good evening.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
You do sound better. Taylor got a new headset. That does sound good.
Yeah, it was because of your show, really. I heard the audio back and I was like, wow, sounds like I'm on a cell phone.
Just try not to exhale really hard. That's the bad part about having a headset is it's right in front of your face, and I don't have my microphone right in front of my face. It's at sort of a 45 degree angle.
Okay, I'll try that.
That's an inside baseball thing. So I know that there has been a lot of stuff go under your bridge since last time we spoke, and you asked me a question about an event and asked me why the Second Amendment people were not more tore up about this. Ask that question again and let's give it a little context.
Well, I'm sure most of your listeners have heard about the Kenneth Walker case, Breonna Taylor in Kentucky.
Right.
She was asleep in her house. The police did what they call a no-knock warrant, so they entered her house without having to announce himself. Her boyfriend, long-term boyfriend, thought they were being broken into and fired shots, shooting one officer in the leg. He needed surgery. The police fired back. I think they counted at least 20 rounds. They shot his sleeping girlfriend, who was an EMT. She had just worked a double shift and was home sleeping. Some of the bullets even entered, nearby apartments and stuff, and he was arrested for attempted murder of a police officer and facing charges. He's currently on house arrest, but I was really concerned because I know that the liberal media picked it up really quick and tried to make it like a victim case, but I really feel like this is like the Second Amendment case of the year, and I just don't know if my people are really paying attention.
Well, so when you're saying the Second Amendment case of the year, is it because it was another no-knock raid? Is it because what makes it stand out for you? Because these happen more. Unfortunately, they happen a lot.
They do, yes.
These happen a lot. Now, in this story, as you're reading the story, it'd be like, so they broke in on they served the no-knock raid at 1 a.m. and these two people were asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Like it almost sounds like they're like, what were they doing asleep at 1 a.m.?
Yeah. Yeah, and they said they didn't knock because they didn't want them to flush drugs or anything, but they didn't find any narcotics.
Was that actually the house they were supposed to be raiding?
Kind of. So the warrant was for two unrelated people that didn't live there. One of them had briefly dated Breonna, the woman who died years ago, and they had, quote, a passive relationship. Supposedly, now I'm hearing unverified stories that it might be coming out soon that it's not true, but supposedly a postmaster went to the local police and said that there was odd packages arriving at her address. How they made the jump to drugs, I'm not really sure, but they started monitoring the house for a few months, and on two occasions, a man came and picked up a package. And whether he was under investigation for narcotics is one thing, but it wasn't his address. He never actually entered there. And I just wonder if the narcotics is pot, too, because that would give an interesting dimension to this, something that's legal in, a lot of states, you know. So the postmaster supposedly went there, but now I'm hearing that he didn't provide law enforcement with that. And the irony is that Kenneth Walker was, he had just started training to be a postman himself.
So so they had the residence right, they just didn't have the right people.
Right, yeah.
And what were they, I mean, why were they going in on these, if the right people had been there, what were they accused of being?
They were accused with selling drugs, I guess, narcotics, is how they're wording it. Not Brianna, I mean, explicitly in the warrant, it says that she wasn't a suspect in this particular case. Neither was Kenneth Walker. He wasn't mentioned in the affidavit at all yet. You know, he's on trial for what seems to be defending his home from what he thought was a middle-of-the-night break-in.
Right. Is there any blowback in their community from this? What's happened to these cops? Were they SWAT officers, or were they just on a detail, or were they drug officers or narco, or what were they?
They were local cops, and that's another thing, because this wasn't a DEA operation, and it was just three local law enforcement from Jefferson County, and they were in plain clothes, and it was just the three of them, which I think is really peculiar.
Let me hear
speculation on my part, but I wonder if they had found a bunch of drugs, would they have even mentioned it? Like, it kind of feels like a robbery. I don't know.
Well, I'll give you another one to compare this to. Now, I don't remember the details as far as the names and everything, but there was a young lady that was a known prostitute, and they tried to set up a sting with her, the Vice guys. And she lived with her uncle. And instead of going to the hotel where they were supposed to meet her for the sting, she just didn't go. So she stayed at her house where she lived. And these three cops show up in street clothes with no badges on or anything, and they knock on the door, and she comes to the door. And they try to snatch her out of the door without saying who she is. And she starts screaming because she thinks she's being, you know, abducted. And her uncle came out, and her uncle was armed, and he engaged them, and he started shooting at them, and they, you know, he shot a few of them, or one of them, or two of them. I don't know what it was. But he ended up getting acquitted over that.
Did he?
I think he lost 5 years of his life going to jail. But if they're not going to announce who they are, then the expectation has to be that there might be a little self-defense wielded in place if they're not going to announce who they are. But I don't understand why they wouldn't announce who they are anyway, just from the liability standpoint.
Well, they're maintaining that they did announce that they were police.
Do we have body cam footage of that?
Nothing has been released yet. Yeah. There are four witnesses. It was like an apartment complex that maintained Kenneth Walker's version of the event that they did not announce themselves. And I feel like even had they announced themselves, it was the middle of the night and you're in plain clothes, I might not necessarily believe you if you tell me you're an officer at that point and you're breaking down my front door.
Well, I wouldn't hear them if they came through the front door. I wouldn't hear them say, "Hands up, police, don't move." I just hear a crack and the dog starts barking. And I'm coming up. I mean, I sleep in sort of a state of awareness. Well, not a state of awareness, but I go from sort of 0 to 60 pretty quick on that one if I hear the right things. And So we're coming up on the next break. And if you would, before we go to the next side, explain how they find the work that you do.
Okay, so I'm all over the site cdm.press, P-R-E-S-S. You can find most of my work there. You could also find me on American Thinker using the author search Taylor Day. I'm all over social media, too. That's what I've been up to. I recently published my 150th article. So
that's significant because you're not exactly aged. How old are you?
I'm 31, though.
31. Hey, listen, there's a lot of things I would give back, Taylor, to be 31 years old again. So enjoy this while you can. And she'll be with us. She's going to stay with us through the hour. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. I think one of the most important things out there today as far as dissemination of news and information is the online sources now, because they actually will talk about things the mainstream is not talking about and put things out there, and that's where my next guest, this is where her importance comes in, because once again we're joined by Taylor Day from CB Media. CD Media, right? CD, not CD.
Yeah.
CD Media.
CD Media.
And American Thinker, which American Thinker, I love American Thinker. So, what else have you got for us, ma'am?
I love American Thinker, too. I still read them every day.
Yeah.
But, yeah, CD Media just broke the story on the Biden tapes that came out of Ukraine. I don't know how much you're into that, but the leaked audio between his phone call with then-President Poroshenko, where he was pretty much extorting them for $1 billion. And it was everything we knew. We just didn't have the audio before, and now we have that piece of the puzzle, and it's pretty damning.
So, did the Biden campaign or the DNC or anybody, you know, I've never seen, it's quite scandalous with Biden that they'll ignore Tara Reid after all the shenanigans they pulled with the Kavanaugh, when Kavanaugh was up for, going up for the Supreme Court. The fact that they're out there where, well, it may be right, but I'm still going to vote for him, the double standard. So how damning is this? Because I didn't even know that had happened. Today has been one of those weird days for me.
You didn't know the Tara Reid thing happened? Well, I think she was the eighth accuser.
Well, I'm talking about Biden, with the tapes.
Oh, well, that was audio to protect his drug-using son, Hunter Biden, from an investigation into a company he set up on the board of Burisma. And I know a lot of people focused on Biden's interaction in that, but the prosecutor that released the tapes, he went into a lot of detail about, I don't know if you remember, Ambassador Yovanovitch that testified at the impeachment hearing. She pretty much just held up the investigation long enough, it seems, that Burisma laundered money through Rosemont Seneca, which is the Chinese company that Hunter Biden sits on the board for, and held it up long enough that they wouldn't have to pay their penalty back to Ukraine for all types of corruption charges they were facing. But, yeah, with Tara Reid, did we really need her to come forward to tell us that Joe Biden was a creep? I mean, he's on all these videos for years and years and years, fondling children and just being really too close to women. So it's pretty funny that the Believe All Women crowd suddenly does not care, and that everything that they claim Trump is, you know, a womanizer, a liar, a bad orator, too old, too mentally incompetent. I mean, Biden is all those things magnified like the 100th power, and they just don't care.
I've seen a picture of him with the wife of somebody that was being confirmed or appointed to something, and he's there, and I think the individual that's actually getting this on this posting, he may be talking, but he's talking to her. He's talking. He's behind the wife, hands on shoulders, head hanging over one shoulder, whispering in her ear. She looks so uncomfortable. And yet, at the same time, I'm just thinking, you know, if you would just take your head a little bit like that and sort of snap your neck a little bit, you'd headbutt that old man. You'd knock him on his, fourth point of contact. And I, the transparency that we see here right now is pretty amazing, because they're out there, we're looking at it, and they're like, no, that's not what you think you see.
Yeah, well, it's funny that mainstream, well, I stopped calling them that. Call them legacy media now, because I think their days are pretty numbered. Most people are choosing to get their information from other sources. But legacy media won't even play clips about it. You know, they'll talk about it. They'll say, oh, the Trump campaign making these gross allegations that he's inappropriate towards other women. Well, you can just play the clips and let your viewers make up their own minds. I mean, it's on video. Now we have the audio. We have Tara Reid's mother audio calling into Larry King Live in, 1993? It's all out there, and they just choose to ignore it. They think Trump's that bad that they would prefer you know, someone that's not really sharp afternoon to lead the country. I don't know. I think they're in for a really, really terrible awakening in November.
I can't wait for them to debate.
Yeah. Yeah, and now with his VP, too, whoever he picks, you know, is really running the show. And they're going to have to go up against Mike Pence, who's just...
Well, I mean...
turns on good.
Let's see, Klobuchar, Harris,
mm-hmm.
Stacey Abramson, if you believe her.
Yeah, the failed governor candidate from...
From the invisible governor.
Georgia.
That one. Yeah, the one that lost... It's you know, that's her last election. She ran, she lost, and Biden's run for president before. He's never made it to being nominated, but he's run for president before. But I
yeah, he dropped out because he lied about his school record, and that all came out.
his plagiarism.
And that was
yeah.
back when he could actually make an entire sentence, and he
that's
was
right.
still a liar. Yeah,
yep, that's right. He before he was became Sleepy Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, he was pretty sharp back in the day. That's how you know it's like this very obvious mental decline, and it's really troubling. I mean, they could just essentially build an Oval Office in his basement and tell him he's president. I don't really think he would know the difference.
Maybe they'll do that if he loses, just to make him happy in his twilight years. You know, there's talk that they're going to just dump him. They're going to have a broker convention and just... You know, appoint somebody, which they're all the time talking about voter disenfranchisement. That would be sort of voter disenfranchisement, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, we learned in 2016 that Democrats don't really get a choice in who the candidate is. And all that's because Hillary Clinton owns the DNC. She bailed them out after down ballot. Campaigns washed the DNC out in Obama's midterm,
right,
or his second term election. She came on board and just funneled money into like every aspect of that. That even Donna Brazile's book that came out, her little tell-all, like exposed that not a decision goes through the Democratic Party that isn't signed off by the witch herself. So for all we know, it could be her. She chooses herself, and everyone else will just have to go along with it.
She'll have to walk for that one. Anyway, you hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Labor Department says more than 2.4 million Americans filed initial claims for unemployment benefits last week. That means more than 38 million people have filed first-time claims since the coronavirus pandemic began. Mark Hamrick is a senior economic analyst for Bankrate.com. He reminds us,
each claim represents a worker who has been displaced from their job, and in many cases, those are people who are earning money for family. So this shows the magnitude of the efforts to flatten the curve of the coronavirus, as we must, but this takes an economic toll.
President Trump in Michigan touring a Ford facility that has been manufacturing ventilators. The Ford plant does have a policy that people need to wear masks, and President Trump says he obliged and wore the mask, but the mask was not needed in all parts of the plant, so he did not have it on at times as well. This is USA Radio News. The justice system in Texas is having to deal with the damage done by a dirty cop. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has that story.
Almost 100 more drug convictions tied to the now former Houston police officer are expected to be overturned. The Harris County DA's office says Gerald Goines lied when he secured search warrants, which led to 91 convictions. Defense lawyers will have to review the evidence and request new trials before the cases are dismissed. Prosecutors already said about six dozen other cases will also end up being dismissed. The investigation into Goines began last year after the deaths of two people during a botched drug raid in Houston. Prosecutors have charged Goines with murder for that raid as he had lied to get a no-knock warrant. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow lost 102 points to finish at 24,474. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Is Lock and Load. And we are talking to Taylor Day. She is from CD Media and AmericanThinker.com, two very important websites to go to, where you will get a lot of information you're not going to find from the, I don't refer to them as mainstream, I refer to them as fake stream legacy, but I'm pretty close to you on legacy. So, we're just discussing stuff that we haven't discussed in a while. So, What else has come across your radars, ma'am?
Well, obviously the coronavirus, the economic shutdowns have been really concerning. I was against them before they even happened. I don't understand why Americans are letting it happen. I see them waking up a little more every day, but listening to a very narrow-minded medical community that refuses to acknowledge the link between public health and the economy. I mean, this is really concerning. There's going to be very long effects of this that we'll be feeling for years. The death toll from how we responded to the coronavirus will surpass however many people die from the coronavirus, which,
I know that I had Representative Jeff Duncan on here, and I asked him if they're going to take a real serious forensic look at people, because right now I believe the guideline is that if somebody dies and coronavirus is present, it is to be classified as a coronavirus death. But
the most ridiculous one I heard recently up in Canada, they had that flight for morale where they send the jets over and then a female pilot crashed in a neighborhood and died. And because she was fighting the invisible enemy, her death will be considered a COVID death, even though she wasn't even positive for it.
She doesn't have it?
No, she didn't have it. It's because Canada declared war on the virus, so it's an imaginary hero death. I don't know.
See, there's a part the part about this that I don't understand is the premise under which it's based is a lie. We already know it's a lie. Everybody knows it's a lie. The Imperial College model was based upon 13-year-old data that was that for the flu. And they made all the presumptions they wanted to make, and this guy has never gotten it right. He's put out prognostications on foot and mouth, hoof and mouth disease, and
mad cow disease, which led to a million animals being slaughtered in the UK.
11 million.
Food shortages and all that. Yeah, and then he sneaks out of his house in the middle of the night to go sleep with his married girlfriend.
Yep.
Great, the own lockdown that he is urging people to follow.
Sure.
Yeah, it's just,
it's a little bit to me. It's like them trying to go after Michael Flynn for Russian collusion when they already proved that there was no Russian collusion for him to lie about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know exactly how that's supposed to work. So, with this, with the coronavirus thing, the other thing. What do you think about all of these lawsuits that are happening to these individual governors that aren't letting go?
Well, I like to see it happen. I'm glad the DOJ is stepping in and, you know, the church is being shut down. That was really the main thing that affected me personally. You know, I still go to work every day and I still do my shopping. I still go out. But the churches being shut down was just like, you know, they were very specific in our Bill of Rights about not letting states do that. And so it's nice to see the DOJ taking some action.
Right.
I am worried that these lawsuits, I mean, if you think about if the state loses, they're not paying it. It's not coming out of the governor's, you know, taxpayer-funded salary. It's coming from the taxpayers. So I think there's no way to sue our way out of this. There's no way to stimulate or tax our way out of this. The only option is the states are going to have to deregulate and make it more friendly for businesses to operate. Because right now, I've never seen America this unfriendly to enterprise. And I was foolish. I thought we lived under capitalism. But all I see is pure government overreach into the private sector. And it sounds a lot like communism.
Well, I mean, without a doubt, they certain states have done it. Oregon's done it. Maine, governor of Maine. And one of the things I think they're trying to do, I think they're trying to run their state into the ground so that they can then demand a bailout from the federal government to cover all of their unfunded liabilities and budget shortfalls they've been going through because they don't know how to manage their state.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Well, I mean, that's not going to happen in Congress. I mean, they can think what they want. They're out there. Joe Biden is currently 11 points ahead of Donald Trump everywhere where they vote and in some places where they don't. And they can put that garbage out there all they want. And on whatever the day after the election is, as all of the leftist Karens combust and detonate, as their heads detonate, like in that movie Scanners, I love that. I love that comparison. As all of that happens, Trump's going to get reelected, and he's never going to sign a bill to do that. He's never going to sign a bill to bail these states out. I think California's looking.
I don't know. He just gave California $700 million for their public transportation. I mean, I know that infrastructure has always been a little part of his platform, but
they're $29 billion short on their liabilities for pensions. $700 million doesn't buy a lot of pension time. That might buy a week. Plus, they're talking about
keeping
Cali-
idea to shut down businesses that fund those liabilities. You know,
it is smoking hot, isn't it? It just makes me wonder. It just tells me that these guys, they're. All of this stuff that they do has nothing to do with their constituents. It has everything to do with their power and them trying to consolidate power into, Gavin Newsom wants to come away from California going, you know, when I came in, we had a deficit, and when I left, we had a surplus. Never mind how we got there. Gavin Newsom for president. You know, that's what he wants to do. That's where he sees himself going.
Or Whitmer, she's Michigan's governor. She's trying out for that VP role too.
All of those, all of these governors that are out here with these states that are subservient to them, they would have a very. It's like, you know, I would have liked to have seen Bloomberg roll into Tennessee going, you know, I think guns should be banned. What do you think, Tennessee? Vote Bloomberg. Bloomberg for president. Any of these, anywhere they go outside of their state. And the big problem now is I don't know how long they get to stay in office, too, after the next time they come up for re-election. I don't know if Cuomo can, but, you know, Whitmer, she's first term. I don't know about Kate Brown in Oregon. I don't know about her. Whatever it is, it's going to be a tough sell one way or the other.
Yeah, well, they forget that they're representatives. They take that leadership title. We're their leader. We don't have leaders. We have representatives. You're supposed to represent the people that vote for you and make decisions in their best interest. And part of that is protecting private enterprise. So when you arrest people for going to a gym or of their own free will, no one forced them in that gym, you know, and then at the same time letting criminals out of jail, it just sends a really mixed message of what is the goal here? Is it to cripple yourself for a bailout? Is it to bring down the American spirit so much that government overreach is like called for? You're like, oh, only the government can fix this, which to me, they have all the resources in the world and they never seem to do anything right.
Well, I'll tell you my take on that when we get back. Coming up on the next break, CD Media and American Thinker, which American Thinker is a site I go to every day. This is where you can find Taylor's work. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
To give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We've been speaking with Taylor Day from CD Media and American Thinker. And before we go away, where else would you like to swing into and talk about?
Well, we could talk about China and how they're responsible for all this, and no one seems to want to talk about that or say that. They want to place the blame on these really small pawns on the chessboard, but I mean, the player on the other side is China, and they're not even really hiding it. I mean, it's really obvious that whether it leaked from the Wuhan virology lab by accident or on purpose, they still weaponized their sick population and sent them out of the country to everywhere else, hoping, I think, that this would spread and disable their global opponent.
Now, have they conclusively found that this escaped a lab, or is it still just a really good theory?
I think there's concrete evidence. We've, CD Media, we have some connections in the White House, and they're very adamantly following that. There seems to be a lot of evidence that it came from this Wuhan lab, and I actually found someone on Twitter that dug up really old, not old pictures, but pictures of the lab. Now, when you picture it in your head, you imagine this, like, pristine lab. You hear the word laboratory, but it was really janky, and, you know, no one's wearing PPE, and they're just dissecting, you know, bats on the table that they eat their lunch at, and it's really messy. I gotta send you these pictures. They're incredible. And it was such a hazard that the U.S. cut funding to them in 2014, and then Dr. Fauci, through some back alleys, decided to continue funding them. It raises a lot of alarm that China did this strategically to hurt their global rivals. And whatever happens, I mean, there needs to be a trade shift from China. That was already happening with the trade war that was going on.
Let me tell you my thought on that. First of all, China is invested in a whole bunch of dollars with the United States. And it, on the one hand, I could see where they'd want to compete against us and take us down and maybe consolidate. But at the same time, we're their biggest market. And the world is their biggest market. They have this interesting little, and I'm not defending China. I know they are absolutely, it's just a little too sloppy, you know? It's a little too sloppy for me to think it got from a lab. I think it came from the bat flu stew. But, you know, if you say they were, but I don't have any evidence of that either. Because it's China.
Yeah, they eat weird stuff. There's someone in China right now with a mask on, and then they're lowering it to eat a raccoon fetus. I mean, they're weird over there.
Yeah, it's like a petting zoo when you look at the menu.
Yeah, and all of it might still be alive, too.
Yeah, it's all still alive. It's all absent. That's why they call it a wet market. So.
Yeah. And I think that reopened, too. So the most recent thing I can find on it is that they're sure that it came from the lab, but they don't think that it transmitted. They think a person got sick with it, and then that person went to the wet market, that it didn't actually transfer through someone's meal or whatever. But, I mean, nothing good comes from eating bush meat. We learned that with, like, Ebola and stuff. So
Yeah. The one thing that interests me about this whole thing with China and prisons, right? I look at prisons the same way. Now, China, being a communist totalitarian regime, you would think that if I adhere to this theory and if I subscribe to the theory that they sent it out to cause this disruption, you would think they would not do it at home.
Why not? They starved 30 million of their own people a couple decades ago. Their one-child policy, I mean, they were giving women abortions on the street if they had more than one kid. I don't think they care about their own people that much. And I think that's a symptom of communism. I don't think, and it's awful because even if a trade shift happens, even if China pays reparations or whatever it might be, it's going to hurt the Chinese people. And that's really awful. But at the same time, China itself is one giant prison. They have massive surveillance over there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they call it Skynet, which is hilarious to me after, like, the Terminator movie.
See,
they don't even hide it. Yeah.
Why don't we pull back all of the pharmaceutical and medical supply manufacturing from them? I mean, if we want to hurt them, we're not going to hurt them. The only real way to hurt them, short of going in there and you know, incinerating them, would be to bankrupt them. Why aren't we taking all of our industry back?
Well, we are, but the problem is that even American manufacturing as it stands can't really handle American buying power.
I guess we're going to see something like in World War II then, aren't we? That kind of a build-up.
Hopefully, I believe that is on the horizon, like if the states become friendlier to business. But all this started in 2000, you know, the United States-China Act of 2000, which was like the last thing Bill Clinton did, which paved the way for, you know, the imbalance of power that we are all feeling when it comes to China, because you made them you gave them normal trade relations. And what China did was with that, it has sent us toxic baby formula and poisonous dog food and lead covered toys. And all that was supposed to be in this legislation that Congress was supposed to prevent, but they just fail on every level. Every time China doesn't comply with any human rights law or labor standard or religious freedom or something, we're supposed to have these things to check them, and we just don't. And I don't know if that's because people like Hunter Biden get so much money from China, or, you know, these other high-ranking politicians, our leaders, are so tied up with China, profiting from it, that they don't really care. But
I think it's about the Benjamins, because if you think about it, and I think about it in this context, all of the Democrats preach climate change.
Mm-hmm.
China is not going to sign on to climate change. They're never going to. China and India is never going to sign on to climate change. Now, if I was Trump, I would get out there and say, I will consider leaving everything in China if they sign on to climate change. And just if you know, because we've been lowering our CO2 anyway, because our technology is getting better. We're doing cleaner stuff. But I would just play that game. I'd play, well, you know, they need to lower their CO2 like we are, and I'll think about it. But, you know, in the short term, we got to bring it back here until they prove to me that they can be a responsible player in the world market. And, you know, I love it when Trump pulls out the rules for radicals and slaps him right across the face with it. I love that kind of stuff. I would pay, you know, every time that happens, I get out my popcorn.
Well, I would like to see India take over some of it. The problem is, you said, why do we do it? Well, our other trade partners for U.S. buying power don't necessarily have the infrastructure to handle that. Like, India has similar, you know, labor wages, and they have more of an English-speaking population, and they have a similar population in general. So they could, you know, we could shift trade towards them. And the one thing that India has over China, besides maybe more pollution, is their democracy, whereas China's communist. So, you know, we have to protect our allies, and giving India, you know, the title of factory of the world, and giving them a chance to break into U.S. markets, that would really help a regional ally, not just militarily, but, you know, in their region too. Well, and it would also put the Chinese economy just spiraling down.
Yeah. We're about to run out of time. All I'll say is, if we're going to do that with India, the first thing we need to do is root out all those people that do that Social Security scam where you got to go buy a, you know, or we're coming to arrest you. You know the one I'm talking about.
Well, they learned from China, you know.
Sure. Anyway, one more time. Tell them how they find you.
CDMpress.com, or sorry, just CDM.press or AmericanThinker.com.
Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you, Bill.
I'll be in touch.
Looking forward to it.
Yes, ma'am. Between, and as for everybody else, back in 21 hours, and between now and then, remember this, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.